All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code P-A-S-T-E-L BOOKTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, my springtime chickens.
It's not spring yet.
Almost springtime chickadees.
Right.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
How's it going?
It's going. How about you? How's your weekend?
My weekend's been pretty good. What did I do this weekend? Oh, this weekend has been pretty low key. I just had to mainly find outfits for regional conference next weekend.
The regional conference.
And then today we had a little photo shoot that was fun, and we went to Smorgasbord, which is, I guess, what is it, a food fair?
Yeah, like an eatery, outdoor eatery.
Food fair.
Abundance of food.
Food fair. It happens every Sunday in downtown Los Angeles, mm-hmm. So we partook in that. And yeah, what about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty casual and chill. I did a little family time. My godson came over. So, you know, always nice when you could get the kids and return them. Love them so much.
Love.
But I love giving them back too. That's nice. You know, but he's a sweet kid. He's easy to deal with. I love him. I've said that before on this show. So we went and seen the movie Alita.
How was that?
It was really good. It was kind of intense. You know, but it was good. I was like, it wouldn't have been something that I would have normally seen because it's based on anime character. Uh-huh. But overall, it was really good. So he had a good time. I had a good time. And again, shopping for outfits for the regional conference.
The regional conference is hell.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So yeah, finding looks for that, which is a challenge. Yeah. And then, yeah, today, same thing, same vibe, same tribe.
How was your week? We never talk about our weeks, really, but how was your week?
Oh, my week was, you know the vibes. White man gig. Every now and again, I sprinkle in some black girl gig.
Right.
Usually throughout the week, there's always black girl gig happening.
Yeah.
And nothing like super inspiring, I don't think.
Yeah. This week for me was... I'll say that the white man gig didn't drag me, so that's always a moment of rejoicing.
That's the crowd cheering for you.
Yes, when the white man gig doesn't drag me, I praise him.
Yeah.
From him, all my blessings flow.
Seriously.
So, yeah, the white man gig didn't drag me this week, you know, so that was great. We got a little summer weather. That was great.
Wow, it was so hot today.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
But, yeah. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yeah. So, last week, news broke that some scamming-ass scammers tried to get their kids into college. Well, did get their kids into college by scamming.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new. People have been doing this shit for years, but now they've been caught. Aunt Becky and what's her name? Lauren? Laura Laughlin?
I thought it was Lori Laughlin.
Lori Laughlin, who is Aunt Becky.
Mm-hmm.
She paid $500,000 to get both of her daughters into USC.
Yeah, there was a bunch of.
And they also found some other actors
ring.
And actresses,
a scamming
business
ring.
People, entrepreneurs that have coin. They've been getting their kids into all of these prestigious universities across the map
mm-hmm.
by paying coin.
That's true. It's true.
Someone's suing her though. Someone is suing Lori Laughlin for $500 billion, saying that. By her doing these scams, she affected their child getting into the university, and she's not here for it.
Yeah, and they're holding her fucking accountable. So, A lot of what they did was like paying proctors who oversee the SATs to change the scores.
Or take the SAT for them.
Yeah, to turn it in and just let them just go for do the free for all. They were also saying that they were on
sports teams.
Yeah.
Putting them on sports teams rosters.
Yeah, the coaches they don't decide who gets in, but they definitely can make recommendations.
Yeah.
And they were making it seem like these kids were on certain teams. I think one of them was like a crew yes. team, and the kids don't even freaking row. So what are your thoughts about that? Because it's been kind of controversial, right? Like this whole idea of, well, if you pay for your kid to get a better future and a better life, I'm totally against it.
My thoughts are that it's fucked up.
Yeah, same.
That's my thoughts, because there are people who are really working really hard to get into these schools, really grinding, busting their asses, taking these AP courses, taking these damn tests, and not having a chance because either lack of privilege or because people with privilege are scamming.
That means you can't. You're just fucked from the front and the back. Fuck.
Somebody wrote a tweet saying black parents, some black parents barely even looked over the essays and shit we had to submit. I know I was on my own when applying. You do what you have to do. Let me know how much the applications cost. I'll give you your $55.
Yes.
And good luck.
My mom didn't help me with none of it.
We hope you get accepted.
Once we realized I couldn't get financial aid, it was just like, okay, send the application in. Like there was no process or nothing. I was just submitting my shit. Doing my shit. I'm just like, here you go. Getting into college. You really did it. Okay, I'm really self-made.
But imagine.
No Kylie.
Right. Imagine, you know, just doing whatever you want to do. Your mom's like, you know, I got it handled, baby. What school do you want to go to? You don't even have to worry and pray about getting accepted. It's already done. And that's what happened with these kids. Now deals are being snatched. Lori Loughlin's two kids,
are they getting...
They dropped out of USC.
Oh, good for them. I don't want them there.
They said they couldn't take the bullying. They couldn't take the bullying, so they got out. Get out.
Get your ass out. You should have never been here.
But you know what? What about the kids that didn't know their parents was doing this type of shit? You think... What about those?
No, there's no way you could not know, because in the event that someone's paying to take the SAT for your kid, like, you know that SATs are mando for school. How can your parents justify, like, yeah, you don't have to do that part?
Yeah, but some of them didn't go the SAT route.
Did they go the ACT route?
Some of them didn't just pay someone to take the SATs. They may have gotten into the school another way, through the back door.
Yeah.
So that's sad for the kids that didn't know that their parents were running these scams. But I mean, you know what? Your parents need to do better.
Yeah. Everything that's done in the dark comes out into the light.
The parents got to do better. I'm sure they didn't expect this to be found out. They pulled up at the dough. They was waiting for the FBI. Was waiting for them at the dough.
Okay. Pulled their asses out.
Come on. You're going with us. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the FBI pulling up to your door, arresting your parent? I would be like, Mom, what did you do?
No, there's no way. And I'm sure Lori Loughlin didn't ever think that would happen. When you're doing shit that's wrong, you never think about the consequences. You don't even think this shit's going to come back and catch up with your ass, which is already scary. That's scary. You know, I would be like, okay, so how many times, trying to ration and make sense of it. Like, okay, so how many times it's been caught? How many times it worked? It don't even matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. At the end of the day, once you're caught, you're caught.
You're caught.
Whether it worked 50 times and you were the 51st time and your ass got snatched.
There's no Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Act up, you can get snatched up. And that's what happened. They acted up and they got snatched up. Shout out to the city girls. Period.
Boss ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga.
Okay, so what else?
What else is going on? Oh, a couple days ago, Vogue released that Kim Kardashian is bringing crimped hair back or whatever, textured hair back in a real way, whatever the fuck they said.
Is she selling the hair or is she just bringing back the style?
The style of crimped hair. However, we know that that's not true. What's that hair called? Canicalon. Canicalon. People have been throwing Canicalon ponytails on their heads for years. Okay. That's one of our staple protective styles. Canicalon, ponytail, on head. Let's go.
You know, we've really flipped the Canicalon, because before we just, use it for our box braids. Now the mommies are attaching that to ponytail
holders,
braiding them, having it free flowing.
Okay, and first off, she literally had her hair like Beyonce did at Coachella. The half up, half down with the crinkles.
Crimps, right.
Okay, no.
Remember the crimpers? Did you ever have one of those actual
tools? I never did that to my hair, so no.
I had that.
I didn't do that, girl. We wasn't crimping our hair.
Yeah,
my one time I tried to, I used to wear my hair in a ponytail, and I thought it would be a little.
You can do it with a flat iron if you were skilled, if you had the blessed hand.
Yeah.
You can just.
One time when I was wearing my hair in a ponytail, I thought it'd be a little sassy to throw some curls in the top of it. You know, something cute. So I fucking tried to curl it individually with
and burned it.
Girl, burned it off. It was like.
Same thing.
Especially since I put Liv in my hair. Now, what was I thinking? God. I was like in 11th, 12th grade. I thought I was doing it.
Same thing happened to me. Just like I said, you could do the crimps yourself if you had that good flat iron. My mom had the little oven.
We had an oven too.
And the flat iron that went inside the oven.
You was using the two metal ones. The two metal, plates.
Yes,
the plates.
Where you had to have the hand work. Yeah. Finger work. So I was taking my 8th grade panoramic picture. And you know when you wrap your hair, it may have a little.
Panorama.
You know when you wrap your hair and you take the wrap out, sometimes you have the indentation.
Dent. Yeah, the dent.
So I had the dent, right? And I'm like, dang, I need to have this bang slick. I need to have this bang slick. So I
don't
my mom,
tell me not in
we
eighth
didn't
grade.
Have the plug-in flat iron. We only had the oven one. So I'm like, oh, it won't be that hard. I can just plug it in. I mean, put it in the oven. You know, it gets hot. As soon as I clamped that on and my fingers got stuck. I didn't know how to like glide it down. My fingers got stuck. So the piece right where I clamped it down is where it sizzled. It was like. As soon as I removed that and combed out all that hair from the sizzling below, hit the floor. I told my mom I cut my hair in a paper cutter. I told, because I used to be an office assistant. I told her I was leaning over to cut the paper and my hair got caught in the paper cutter.
Do you understand? I have a real tear that has formed in my left eye. I don't know who you think you are that you're going to be trying to crimp your hair with a... Oh, Lord. Those really are take some work.
Yeah, it was hard. I never tried that again. I never tried that again, but...
Wow. Well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we said all that to say Kim Kardashian did not pioneer crimped hair.
No. Period. Just like, what's that girl's name? I forgot, but a pussy hole could never... That's what she said.
What's her name?
The little white one who just claims she's black.
I don't know. That's a lot of white
women. That trying to bring it back?
That's a lot of white women.
Were you trying to bring that back to your memory saying, a pussy hole? Yes. Well, anyway, I forgot.
I was trying to recall, but it wasn't coming. Yeah, so whoever that was.
Okay, so anywho. Because you girls aren't pussy hoes, we know that you will rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
Here we're all about an ecosystem. We're a flow of energy. What is that? Energy is not lost nor destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next.
That's what it is.
Honey, we're investing in you all. So we need you to turn that energy right back, yes. Back around, send it, boomerang. It's a boomerang what we do here. We send it out to you and we expect for it to come back to us. So the way you do that is by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast. Sharing it, telling a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. Mm-hmm. Reach out and touch
other women.
Period.
Yes, without that, without your part of the deal, you holding up your end of the bargain, we can't go on.
Without that, you're robbing us blind, okay? And would a man rob us?
Without that, you're the energy vampire.
Seriously.
And we've talked
you're
about
doing that. The Lori Loughlin, yeah, the
we've,
scam.
We've talked about that, and you know, that's like you going to work and putting in all that energy and never getting a check. And so how would you feel about that?
Yeah, put yourself in our shoes.
You wouldn't feel too good. So, you know, give us our check in the form of ratings and reviews and we will cash it. So cash in one of our checks this week. This comes from, this review comes from Chef KC901. She says, the biggest situation. Mm. I'm so happy I found this podcast. They talk about topics I literally go through on a day-to-day basis and they say everything I want to say, but I don't say. But through this podcast, I found my voice. I'm starting to become more outgoing and just really embracing my black girl magic. It's so amazing to have homegirls I don't even know rooting for me. I love you guys.
Love you.
And we want to say that we love you too. We're happy that we're finding your voice through listening to this podcast. And we're happy that you're feeling the black girl magic.
And duh, we're rooting for you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So also we want to let you know that you can catch up and keep up with everything the Black Girl Bravado by visiting theblackgirlbravado.com. Mm-hmm. It's your centralized hub for everything us.
Yes.
So definitely tap in there.
Yeah, for sure. And then you can also join us over on Facebook in our secret Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout, where we have all types of conversations. You can promote what you're doing in that group. We can talk about the episodes more in that group. Join the group. It's there. It's there for you.
It's there for you.
What else do we have?
That's really it.
Oh, yeah. We won't be going live this week. Last week, we didn't go live either because Instagram was
down.
So we were down as well. But we'll be back the following week.
Yeah. So we invite you to join us there. It's essentially where we keep our conversations from the podcast going. And sometimes we bring up some new topics. And we allow you guys to ask us questions and just have a good ass time.
Yeah.
So come on and visit us when we come back in a week. So.
This week. Last week.
Last week on the podcast, we chatted about active listening. And that episode was episode 88, Tune Your Ear, The Art of Active Listening. So we chatted about the importance of improving our listening skills to become better active listeners. We discussed ways we subconsciously block communication with passive listening habits. And we offer some tips and suggestions to help you understand basically how to understand versus just listening to listen.
Yeah.
So really good tea there. Hopefully you girls checked it out. It definitely has helped me improve my listening skills.
Yeah, last week I was definitely more intentional about monotasking and just trying to focus on one thing, one conversation, instead of listening to a podcast and doing 50 other things. I really just was like, you know what? No, I'm doing this right now. And it worked. So hopefully I can continue those behaviors and be a better active listener.
Yes.
Instead of just listening.
Yes.
So this week, what are we talking about?
We're talking about closure, moving on from situations, not getting closure.
Yes.
A little bit of everything.
So this conversation stemmed from a DM that we got. So this is kind of like a girlfriend gag episode. This mommy, she was explaining how she feels like she's in between a rock and a hard place because she was dating this guy or involved with this guy, and it ended on a rough note, and she doesn't feel like she got the closure that she needed. So she's been stalking his accounts and following his every move, seeing what he got going on, and she just wants to break free from this.
Break every chain. She wants to break every chain.
So we thought, you know what, let's just talk about closure, because sometimes we don't always get the closure we feel that we need, and it's unhealthy to stay stagnant in these situations just because you don't get closure, because the reality is sometimes you might not get it.
Yes.
It might not come. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. So closure is knowing the reason a romantic relationship was terminated and no longer feeling emotional attachment or pain, and allowing for the establishment of new and healthy relationships. So that's what closure provides us. That's what it is. When you've received closure, you can recognize, hey, it's not working.
Gang, recognize gang.
And I can move on.
Yes.
Right?
So do you think that it's important to have a conversation with your past partner in order for someone or you to feel good about yourself and move forward? Do you feel like closure is important?
I think it can be important, especially if you've been invested in a person for a long time. I don't feel like it's necessarily mandatory, but it's a nice piece to have. You know, just so you'll be like, okay, I know what didn't work. Maybe through the conversation of realizing what didn't work, you can grow a little bit. Maybe it's something you didn't even recognize. Mm-hmm. And you're able to apply whatever you learned in that relationship or didn't learn to your next situation. Maybe they give you some, it's like an exit interview.
Yeah.
That vibe shit. Let a nigga know where I was fucking up at, please.
Right.
Let me know. What about you?
I definitely do think that it helps with the moving on process, because just like you said, it provides understanding for what didn't necessarily work in the relationship. So you feel like, okay, I get it. I can move on. But I don't think that it's impossible to move on without it.
Yeah, I'll definitely not.
I don't think it's impossible to move on without it. But when people don't receive closure, I can see why you become consumed with trying to figure out, like, why did this end? Like, was it me?
As long as you don't do the ghost, then I feel like there's always some, like, if you just ghost me, then yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, we were just cool and now we're not. But usually when there's a circumstance or a situation, not going to say, if we take ghosting out,
okay,
more times than none, there's some sort of lead up. There's been some sort of conversations, some sort of indications, some sort of sign, right, that would provide you insight to like, it's not working. And you can more than likely put two and two together as to why it's not working.
Right. Unless you're acting completely oblivious to, you know, how the relationship was moving, it can kind of blindside you. There are instances where you're blindsided.
Yeah, the person's moving silent like the G in lasagna.
Some people move silent like the G in lasagna. They may have a situation on the side and that's budded and started to bloom.
Yeah.
And so they kick you to the curb like, you know what? This over here is happening. And so now I got to cut you.
Yeah.
And it may be kind of a blindside like, damn, I thought we were okay. Or maybe they didn't think you were necessarily, you know, like 100. But then they didn't know, they thought maybe you were 80, and then you hit them with the, we at a zero.
Oh.
You know, like that can happen sometimes too. So even if you do be like, you know, we're not going to be in the relationship anymore, it can still come as a surprise.
Definitely.
To the other party if they weren't completely in the know, or I guess didn't expect it to just be done.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in that circumstance too, where it's just like, yo, we were just cool, but the Lord has opened. And now I'm aware of what I don't really want to do anymore. And what I, you know, that's another thing. When spirit moves, when spirit leaves.
When spirit breaks down.
When spirit breaks out, I mean, hey, once you wake up.
I feel like with me, a lot of the times, I'm already seeking closure before a breakup occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if I don't think it's necessarily fair to the other party.
Because you already 1 foot out the door.
Yeah, when you're 1 foot out and then you finally meet the other foot with the foot that was out.
When the other foot lands, when the other shoe lands.
When the other foot stops dragging and catches up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, fuck.
I feel you.
I have my closure in the person that I'm dealing with. They might not have theirs, even if I'm providing them with reasoning.
No, definitely.
An explanation.
Definitely.
They're probably just like, okay, well, yeah, I still don't get it. I still don't have closure because what happened?
Yeah. And sometimes it in that situation, it is harder for the other person to just be done. Usually when you're the person who's 1 foot out the door, you already calculating your moves. You already know how many more moves it's going to take to get to the dough.
Right.
And you already kind of like mentally checked out. So that's when.
Yeah, mentally preparing yourself.
Yeah.
Too.
And just mentally like not invested anymore. And that's the tough part. Because you be like, I gave you closure. I'm done. I said it don't work no more. And they still trying to figure out
why doesn't it work?
Yeah, we were just good. It was all good just a week ago.
Right.
That ain't the vibes now. But.
So ultimately with closure, we want closure because we want to feel like we're in the right.
Mm-hmm.
We want to feel like, okay, you were the one who did wrong, or you want to feel admission of guilt from the other party.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're waiting for this type of closure to move on, you can remain stuck because you might not get this. You might not get, this is why the relationship ended, or it's my fault, or this is why I don't want to be with you anymore. So if you're waiting for that to move on, you might move on in quotation marks, but you'll be carrying all that baggage into your new relationships because you didn't get the closure from your old relationships that you thought you needed.
Sometimes you got to tap in, girl, and give yourself the closure.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like making peace with the situation, because that's really what closure is. It's being at peace with what did or didn't happen, right? And when we receive closure, ultimately we can restructure our past, our present, our future in a healthy way. And because we are able to understand what's going on, and we can start reconfiguring our own stories and figuring out, okay, how I'm going to move forward. That's really what this is about. So if somebody don't give you closure, find a way to reach deep down and be like, let me assess this situation. Do your own exit interview.
Yeah, because sometimes when you get let go from a job, they don't give you an exit interview.
No.
When they fire you, they like, okay, we've decided to part ways. It was nice working with you. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and that's it. Now, when you decide that you no longer want to work for that company, that's when they give you an exit interview and they want to see what they can improve on.
True tea.
Might not get that exit interview.
You might not, and it's
okay.
You know
what? I've been let go before, and I'm still here, and I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
Yes.
Standing. What is that?
I did feel like a little knife in the back with that, because I'm like, you know, I didn't expect to get let go. where's my closure? But once they told me why I got let go, I'm like, oh, you're right. I was doing work on the clock. Homework on the clock. I was for sure doing homework on the clock. But, I mean, I'm a college student.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been let go from a gig. Actually, I remember when one time when I worked at Ross, which, okay, why? No shade on anybody who worked at Ross, but I had like worked there. It was like right by my job, my school, my house. I was like 16. It was like one of the
second jobs. Wow, you're starting young.
My first job was Target. Loved that job.
Heard Target was pretty cool to work at.
Target was cool. And let me tell y'all something. When Target, when minimum wage was $6.75, that's when I first started working. $6.75. Wow. Target was paying like $8.75 or $9.
Okay, so you felt like you were...
I felt like I was about to go dumb every time I walked in there, okay? But after Target, after I left there, I had got a little gig at Ross.
Okay.
And the manager, like, it was some real, like, seasoned girls who were working there. They knew the system, the go-back system and shit, and I was new. So I wasn't getting the work done as soon as they were. And the manager pulled me in the back and was like, so Sarah and Maria are really working hard when they work with you, and we want you to catch up and da 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 da. And she gave me a warning, and I'm like, I just got here. Like,
you were new?
New, girl.
Okay.
Like, new. And
you
then,
can't hold me to the same standard as a seasoned vet.
Seriously, I was kind of like, I was so shocked. And then I told my mom what happened, and she was like, go in there and quit. I was like, it's just like the Kermit the Frog. The Kermit the Frog meme. She was like, go quit. I was like, huh? Because I didn't need to work there. I was just doing that shit for the fuck of it.
Right.
She was like, go give him the badge. Quit. I was like, okay. And I walked back. I was like, I'm quitting. I was like, I'll be back for my check. It was nothing. They were like, we'll pay you out the register right now.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
It was like really quick.
Okay.
I think I came back. And it was like a $75 check or something. Because, you know, I was only working a couple hours in the evenings. I was like, I'm done here. Here's my badge. I quit.
That was a true know your worth.
Yeah. Then add tax.
Yeah. Know your worth and then add tax. Yeah. Here's your badge. Here's your shit. I'm out.
Yeah. They were probably like, I'm like, you're not going to bully me. Okay. That's what you won't do. That's off the rip. But whatever. Anyway.
My God. How did we get there? Okay. Okay. So. If you are the person in a relationship, or if you're thinking about ending your relationship, we're not telling you to end it, but if you're thinking about ending it before you even listen to us today.
If this is already on your heart and your spirit, and this is your confirmation.
Let's talk about ways you can give someone closure, because that's why a lot of people do the ghost, because they're afraid to have a real conversation about why they don't want to mess with you no more. They like, you know what? I'm going to just let this go. I ain't got nothing else to say. We're done here. And you figure it out.
Uh-huh.
That's not cool, though.
You don't ever want to post up.
Yeah. So if you're the person that's feeling like you want to break something off and you want to give the person closure, here's how you can give someone closure. So again, the fair and honest thing to do is to let somebody know, you know, this is why the relationship isn't working for me anymore, being as honest as possible, and allowing the person to grieve the relationship, because there is a grieving period. Even if you're already over it mentally, the other person, again, this may be a blind side and hard for them to cope with, allow them to grieve. You can set, and you should set, clear, stern boundaries so that there's no foggy or gray area.
Say that.
Because that's a lot of times where you fuck up. Even if you tell them why you're breaking up and that you don't want to be in a relationship anymore, when you don't set boundaries,
shit gets gray.
Yeah, so you can let them know, communicate your boundaries. And if you think that this part is okay, you can plan to meet with them, you know, just for your final parting words. Allow them to say their
piece.
Your exit interview. And then say your final goodbye. And this should be the chance for both of you all to speak openly and honestly with each other. To say, like, you know, how you felt the relationship went. This is very mature.
Very.
This is very mature. You know, this was how I felt in the relationship. I really like these things. Not so much these things, and this is ultimately why I can't be in the relationship anymore, and I wish you the best. And then, you know.
And then let's just break bread and be done.
Yeah.
It's no hard feelings.
And then an amicable split at the end is what we're hoping for. Like, everybody understands why the relationship is ended, and we can move forward with no hard feelings.
That's the thing, too. You know, people got to be willing to let people go. Oh, even if you're not willing, untether yourself from me. untether yourself That's because I am no longer tethered to you.
And you know what? That's the scary part because, and we're saying do this in an instance where you feel safe and it's a non-abusive relationship. Let's just give that disclaimer because sometimes people are violent and they can't process it and you put yourself in harm's way trying to say a final goodbye.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes you just can't because there's so many stories about people breaking off relationships and then the person pulling up, killing them and their whole family, the block off. And it's like, you know what? I was done. And I didn't want it to end like this, but that happens.
I didn't want to go there.
I know you don't want to go there, but sometimes it goes there. So we're just saying only do this if you feel safe. If you don't feel safe and this may be an abusive relationship where you got to leave in the middle of the night, that's all the closure you need.
Wow.
Because sometimes it has to be the leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
People won't let you go peacefully.
Yeah, that's the sad part. So if you're in the instance, and we kind of touched on this already, where you have to give yourself closure and you're looking for closure and this person won't give you closure, then consider this. And this might be a little extreme point of view, but put yourself in this mindset and imagine, would the person I was in love with treat me this way?
Would
they treat me this way? Would they not honor me and offer me a decent solution or a decent answer? Yeah, as to why this relationship didn't work. And if the answer is no, then you can feel good knowing that you don't have to trust this bastard anymore with your heart because they weren't no good from the start. Okay,
that's
a rhyme.
That's true. With the person that I honored and gave myself to.
Would they have these type of characteristics? Someone who ghosts somebody, someone who spent all of this time and energy and now they have nothing to say to me. Was that the kind of person I thought I was in a relationship with? Maybe not. And now you see them in the real true light of who they are.
Yes.
And you can say goodbye.
Yes.
You can give yourself peace knowing that you don't have to be falsely trusting someone because false trust is real.
Man, when people show their true colors,
believe them.
The first time. Shit, that's another episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so say you are this person. Say you are the person who didn't receive the closure that you wanted, that you actually deserved. Here are some tips for you. So, the nigga left, didn't say nothing, or didn't even give you a real explanation. He just gave you some vague answer. This is what you can do. Number one, acknowledge that you're hurt. First step. Mm. Sometimes we try to rush past the feelings. Oh, I didn't care about him anyway. It's cool. You know, God's got my blessing for me. And that's true. God does have your blessing, but
he's making a way.
You don't have to appear that you're unhurt or unbothered or that like you have it handled already.
The Gail King.
Yes. When you know that you're hurting, just acknowledge I'm hurt. If your homegirls ask you how you doing, I'm not doing too well.
Yeah.
I'm not doing too well.
I'm hurting on the inside.
I'm affected by the way this relationship ended.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have some supportive homegirls that can be there for you to listen to you and guide you through this tough process.
Another thing you can do is take full responsibility for yourself. That's the worst thing, like victimizing yourself and then just letting yourself like wallow in your own like
pain.
Like that sucks. So we have to really take full responsibility for ourselves. You can do this by asking questions with yourself, like having basically a dialogue in the form of, you know, asking these questions. What or whom are you holding on to and why? That's a biggie. What or whom are you holding on to and why? And does holding on truly make you happy? Or are you hanging on to a situation possibly the way it was before or the way you wished it would have been, you know, the potential of something? Or are you really looking at the facts? Like, how did it actually turn out?
Right. How was it?
How was it? Like, what makes you hold on to this thing?
Yeah, this is a good time to be reflective. Really dissect the relationship.
Yeah.
How was this relationship? The ins and the outs. What are you holding on to?
Because
chances are it probably was a little shitty.
A lot of shitty.
Yeah.
That happens often.
Yeah. You can also ask yourself, are you using this holding on because of lack of closure as a way to, or as an excuse to stay stuck and unresolved? So you're dwelling in the past and taking away from your opportunity to move forward to the future.
Yes. Man,
is this what I'm doing? Just ask yourself that. Be honest.
Yeah. Also, perhaps you're trying to avoid dealing with loss and the void that loss that creates.
Oh my God.
You know,
God.
Like when you're apart from somebody and you guys really break it off. Now you have to deal with being alone. you know, maybe you don't like being alone. Maybe you have to sit with yourself and find out some shit you don't feel good about. And you have to deal with that little empty space in the inside.
That's the tough part. The loneliness, that'll keep you stuck in something because you're like, damn, I'm really going to be by myself.
Yeah.
Even if I keep myself occupied, there's really going to be a time where, like, I can't call. I don't have nobody to call. I don't have nobody to text. I don't have nobody even to sit up here and stare at the ceiling doing nothing with. Tough.
Yeah.
Shit. What else? Oh, here we go. So, another question. If you're willing to let go, what does this really mean? What will you have to do to really let go? Will you have to change your number? Will you have to block? Will you have to unfollow on social media? Like, what are the steps that it's going to take for me to let go for good? For instance, just like we said in the beginning with baby girl who didn't get the closure that she needs, but she still is stalking on the fake Finsta. And that's preventing you from moving on because you're still tied to this guy who doesn't want anything to do with you. I know it sounds harsh, but it's the reality. You guys aren't together. He doesn't want anything to do with you, but you're still stalking his shit.
Yeah. Also, you can ask yourself, what do you believe will happen to you if you let go? Like, if I let go of him, somebody else will get him, even though you don't want him or you know what I mean? That vibe.
That's tough, too.
Like, oh, but I got to see what he's doing in his life because that's the thing. I need to get off my Finsta.
Why you got to get off yours?
I mean, you know what? I don't use my Finsta badly, so let me stop. I don't use it like that. I just, you know, follow a bunch of random accounts that I like that I'm not. You catch my vibe. You know why I got a Finsta.
The Finstas, I'm going to say Finsta, if you're using a Finsta maybe to post, ask, like, you know, say you have a business page and you have a Finsta to maybe post more personal things or
then it's
maybe
not you're a not Finsta. That,
it is a Finsta because if you are like an public figure, maybe you only follow certain people on the Finsta. Like everybody doesn't have access to your Finsta. You feel like you can be a little bit more free on there.
Solange has a Finsta.
Less restrictive. She does. And I think Beyonce do too. A lot of people have Finstas, but if you're using the Finsta to lurk, then it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, totally.
Yeah, it's not a good idea because if you can't look at it from your page, then you maybe probably shouldn't look
at it.
Look at
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
You probably shouldn't.
Whatever. Team Finsta. I'm just kidding.
Third step after you've taken full responsibility for yourself. Now you have to grieve the loss. So you've asked yourself these honest questions. You figured out the whys and the whats. Now it's time to grieve. Just cry it out.
Yeah, crying is like taking your soul to the laundromat. That's what Life Jennings
That's
said.
That's what Life said.
Crying is like taking your soul to the laundromat.
Yes, cry it out. Talk it out. Mm-hmm. Pray it out. Get it out.
And after you do that, then tip four is gather your strengths, beloved. Okay? Gather yourself up by the bootstraps, by the bra straps. So you got to start focusing on the positives. Make a list of your talents, your gifts, your assets, what you bring to the table, what you contribute. Let's focus on those things because those things are what's really mattering. Those are things that are going to take us to the top. Those are going to propel us
with
forward.
Or without. With or without.
With or without this person or this thing.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also want to surround yourself with people who know you well. Who encourage you and who support you.
Yes.
Your
Say
girls.
That. Your
girls.
Community.
Maybe your guys.
I can tell you've been.
Yes. Maybe your family. Whoever it
talk
is
to.
That helps lift you up by the bootstraps. Rally around. Have them rally around.
Yes. We need to shift our emphasis to what we need. This is an important one. Mm-hmm. What you need, what makes you happy. Don't worry about pleasing other people. So if whatever you weren't getting before, you got to start really harnessing that and bringing that to the table. And being like, yo, I need someone who can listen to me, who communicates well with me, someone who can take me out on dates. We need those things to make us happy.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting those things, you deserve.
Now's your time to get them.
Yeah, you
now
deserve.
Now's your chance to get them.
You deserve.
You also want to assess where you can make a positive change in your life. So you recognize at this point where you may have fell short in the relationship. And now you can see how you can turn it around. So when you get into this new relationship, you're a bad bitch. You ain't taking shit, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm being kind. I'm being attentive.
The kicking ass and taking names.
I'm getting what I want, but I'm also giving what they need.
Yes.
Positive change.
Yes. Also, we need to define and affirm what you're able to do something about now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're not playing the victim. You're really deciding, okay, affirming your new situation. What can I change? What do I have control over? And the things that you don't have control over,
let
them be loosed. You can't control over if the person that you didn't get closure from dates someone else.
No.
You can't control if they're having a good time living their life and they left you sitting in the dark picking up your pieces.
Man.
You can't. But what you do have control over is yourself. The way you allow yourself to feel every day, what you allow yourself to engage in. So, hello, getting off the fence, duh.
And you know, when someone that you were in a relationship with moves on and you didn't feel like, you may not feel like you got the closure that you needed, and you see them in a relationship and it seems like they're really showing up for that person and doing shit that they didn't do with you, release it. That person was not meant for you.
And just remember, everybody doesn't experience people in the same capacity. The girlfriend that I was to my first boyfriend is not the girlfriend that I am currently or going to be in the future or whatever. The dynamic is different. You take things from different relationships and you apply those things. So everybody experiences individuals separate. My experience with Brittany is not the same experience that she has with
my friends from the past.
Period. And in, you know, in general. So that's another thing. Don't be looking like, he's so shitty. Why would she want to be with him? Because he might not be shitty to her, sis.
Yeah, he might have learned from your relationship. Period. And you know what? You learn too.
Maybe she's sparking something in him that you just didn't, and it's okay.
Yeah, we also might feel like, I didn't put in all the work for this nigga, and now he's using everything I taught him.
He was supposed to be using it for her. That's who it would belong to. It didn't belong to you anyway. When y'all was doing it, it wasn't going to be done.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the human interaction. We learn from each other.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes we move on. Everybody's not meant to be in your life forever.
And when you can look at things from a bird's eye perspective, like in the mist, you might feel like things are happening for a reason, right? Everything is happening for a reason. But you might really be engaging with somebody and being like, yeah, this is the person I'm going to be with. And once you guys are not together, then you can realize, oh, okay, all of the things that we did up until this point were for either somebody, one of our, all, both of our growth, for whatever they're going to interact with and engage with in the future. Like, it at this point that it's ended, it was never going to be. I find closure in that, just knowing that already. You know, like, when I leave a job, I'm like, wow, see, I was never going to stay there anyway.
Yeah.
When I'm done with somebody, I'm like, oh, wow, see, it was never going to work anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. The things that I do in the moment, I'm like, see, this is supposed to work because we already did it.
And usually you get that revelation in hindsight, like once you get into something new, or
definitely
you get your own closure, you're like, wow, I see why that ended, and I see why I'm not supposed to be with that person anymore, and I accept it, and I'm glad, and I'm okay with it.
Yes,
it might not be immediate,
no,
but in hindsight you'll be like, heard you.
It's 2020.
Heard you.
Yeah.
Okay, so lastly, what we're doing to get our own closure, create a ritual. So believe it or not, when you're performing rituals, this is a powerful tool to help you gain closure. And it doesn't have to be some extreme, you know, kumbaya, but it can be something as simple as a workout ritual. It can be a morning ritual. And this is beyond thinking and talking some more. This is something that is driven by intention and action.
He's intentional.
You're doing this ritual with the intent to move on and close.
Mm-hmm.
Closure. So you can do something like a full moon ritual, releasing a full moon ritual. So when you release something, the full moon is for you to release and purge things, people that no longer serve you.
Yeah.
So write down a list. Full moon comes. There's a calendar online. Just Google full moons 2019. See when the next one is. And on that date.
Yeah, it's every month.
Yeah. On that date, write down, be intentional. Write down a list of things or people that you want to let go. I want to let go of my ex.
Yeah.
Write it down, burn the piece of paper.
Yeah.
And let it go.
Yeah. And here's something you can do no matter what type of moon it is. Full moon, half moon, crescent moon. It don't matter. Yeah. Just write down the positives of the relationship ending. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the fact that it hurts. That's the person I was with. I invested all this time, that you don't realize the things that you weren't getting. And now that the relationship's ended, the things that you will get. So there's some positives. Maybe you weren't hanging out with your girlfriends as much. Perhaps you can do that now.
Yeah.
Maybe you were so invested in the relationship, you weren't working on your own passion projects or side projects.
Right. Right.
Now you can put the energy into that. Maybe you were so comfortable in the relationship, you weren't eating healthy or working out. Now you can tap back in and get to the gym and apply some self-care. So there's a bunch of dynamics that you can focus on when considering something ending is also means something else is beginning.
Yes.
Things fall apart so that better things can fall together.
That's it. Preach. Yeah, preach. Yeah,
so think about that.
Yes, for sure. Keep that at the forefront, because you know what? All we can do is move forward with what we have. We cannot dwell on what we don't have. So if closure is something that you do not have, you just got to move on. And though it may be hard, it is not impossible.
It's impossible.
It is possible.
Things are happening every day.
We wish you the best. Yeah. We wish you the best as always, and you can do it. Put your back into it.
Hey.
Okay, so now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So our gem this week is an app that we mentioned last week called the Flipped app. We are talking about being more intentional with our mornings and just our life in general. And sometimes that involves taking a break from social media, whether it's a couple hours, a couple days, whatever you need. And so with this app, the Flipped app, what it does is temporarily deletes the apps off of your phone for the designated time that you set.
Yeah, just the third party apps, not any of the factory setting apps. So the things that you've gone into the app store.
Things that you've downloaded from the app store.
Exactly.
Yes.
And your internet, though. It does take your internet off.
It does disable your internet. So if you need to search something in Safari, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So with the app, the regular version, there's preset times, like 30 minutes, 1 hour.
Eight hours.
Those are the durations of time that you can get the apps temporarily deleted off your phone. But sometimes we want 2 hours, or sometimes we want 6 hours. Sometimes we want to customize it. Hey, I have a 3 hour class and I just need to fully focus on this class. Or I just want to read for 2 hours a day. So I want to have the apps off my phone for 2 hours. But you only can access that through the premium feature.
Yes.
Which is a $29.99 monthly fee. Yearly fee. For $29.99 for the year, you can have the premium app. But let us tell you something.
Tell them.
We have a code for you.
We have a code.
So, with our code, you baby girls can access Flip Premium for $20.
$10.
Instead of $30. So, you're saving $20.
Yes.
You're saving $20, and you can use the code Bravado10, and we're going to have the link down in the show notes, because you have to you have to access the app through this link. You can't just go to the app store and put in the Bravado10. You have to access the link and then enter Bravado10, and you only have to spend $10.
It's super awesome. I've been using it in the mornings, which I find is so effective. I mentioned to you all last week on the podcast that I started implementing some new things into my morning routine, things that have been helping encourage me to get up. One is my morning playlist, which I seen a couple of homegirls download it. So
good.
You guys are more than welcome to download any of my playlists on Apple Music. You can just search my name, right? Germany Manning?
Yeah.
Or Germany, maybe with five eyes. That's usually it. But that, and then the Flipped app. So typically I'll start my playlist and then turn the Flip app on for 2 hours. So I can't even get to it after I leave. Once I have to get fully to work, get through my work assignment, and then it usually starts about 9. So, I love the fact that we have the premium service now, because initially it was just 1 hour and then I either have to go in again and activate it again.
Yeah.
But now with the customizable times, I can do 2 hours and 30 minutes, or I can look at where I am in my morning and decide, okay, maybe I need a little less than an hour this morning, right, or a little more than 2 hours. And it's been very helpful and effective. It doesn't disrupt any of your phone, because they allow you to put a profile on there, which restores all your apps in the same category and flow that they were in. So don't worry about any of that happening. It's super easy and user-friendly. So hopefully you girls take advantage of the discount, because they were so kind to offer it to our girlfriends.
Yeah, and it's only $10.
That's a steal.
That is a steal.
$10 for the year, y'all. Come on. That's not even a dollar a month.
Yes, only $10 for the year, less than a dollar a month. And this app is, it's gold.
Yeah.
It is so gold, because sometimes we do these social media fast and we just delete the apps off our phone. But research shows that when you just go cold turkey, the habits don't stick. Mm-hmm. But with the app like Flipped app, it's helping you literally limit the amount of time that you spend on social media. And like Germany says, it becomes a routine. Every morning she wakes up, activates the app. Yeah. And she's become conditioned not to get on social media until after 9 a.m. How blissful is that?
And you can also set some customizable alerts. Maybe you want, I know one day Brittany and I called her and I'm like, oh girl, go check this, go check that. And she's like, I can't, my Flip is turned on. Yes. And I'm like, what? It was like 7 p.m. at night. So you can totally, a part of that customizing feature is turning it on when you want. It can send you alerts to say, hey, you know, here's your reminder
to turn your Flip on. Yeah,
you wanted an hour of mindfulness every day where you can just completely.
That's what they refer to it as, mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
And they track your mindful moments. You can also see your stats.
Yeah, where you can just unplug for premium. A little bit. So this is a great deal. Again, we're not trying to sell you guys on anything. We just like to share what works for us in hopes that it possibly will work for you. So $10 right now using Bravado 10. The link, like Brittany mentioned, is down in the show notes. So make sure you guys click that. Share it with your friends who we don't care. It's a good deal. So that's that.
Yes, that's that. So like we said, the episode was basically our girlfriend gag.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you enjoyed it. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we're here for you.
We are.
And we're open to chit chat. Slide in our DM. Share this episode. Text your homegirls. All of that.
Yeah.
Dang, all
right. That was loud.
And we'll speak with you all next week.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Say what you think.